With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
¿Qué pasa, campeones? Welcome to the Churros y Tácticas podcast. It's Tuesday, the 17th of May. Kian and myself are here to discuss Barça matters, Madrid matters, football matters, maybe Champions League format changing matters, maybe a little bit of foresight into the final, maybe a little bit of Euro League. Why not? Final four. It's Barça-Madrid semifinals. And that will be played Thursday to see who will book their ticket to the final of the EuroLeague and the women's final of the Champions League, also being played this weekend coming up. The ladies, Barça Feminine, taking on Olympique de Lyon. So the picks are here for today. Hope you guys are doing good. Sorry for the bit of a somber start. Technology has not been on our side. I'm going to sound like an old man ranting here, but I get a little annoyed when technology does allow us to be punctual and things like restarting and apps not connecting have to be done. But taking away valuable minutes where we need to be recording. But anyway, with that out of the way, Kian, hope you can boost the spirits here because I haven't started off our audience on a big bang, but there's a lot to discuss.
I've just been in a working haze for the past like 24 hours. So like I've barely seen other humans. I've just been on my laptop working. I just finished a big article, which I published right before we finished this podcast. So I'm super not in a like a big party mode either. I'm more of in a just very chill, just like, you know, what's up? Like I wouldn't say somber though. Like I don't know if somber mood is right to describe me, but I'm kind of just chill. I'm not too amped up either. So if you're looking for me to feed you energy, I'll do my best, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be of much use. I'm amazed on the list of topics you mentioned.
Go ahead.
I'm amazed on the list of topics you mentioned that I was.
Hey, did you like that? Pow, pow. Fire him off there, huh?
It was pretty good.
I caught you off guard.
I wasn't expecting to talk about any of those things. And to be fair, the agenda is very light.
Well, listen, the agenda, but it's interesting. Listen, we have a Clásico coming up in the EuroLeague. It doesn't get bigger than that. It's a semifinal. It's like saying Barça and Madrid in the Champions League semifinal, of UEFA, of women's. And I mean, a light has to be shed on all our sporting sections. If you're uncomfortable with that, Kian, if you're scared that we're going to expose further weaknesses of Real Madrid, like their current basketball team, and how we have beaten you 11 of the last 14 times where we've
been
under Sadas's coach.
Irrelevant. The greatest basketball player of all time, Luka Doncic, is on fire right now. And he has the Real Madrid Champions League DNA. You can't hurt me with this basketball stuff. I'm on cloud nine
basketball
with Luka.
Well, I mean, look, if you want to carry the Luka torch around in the name of Madridismo everywhere.
Absolutely.
Please get over it because you have an entire club and team to support with 22 players. And basketball roster is what, 11, 13 players on an entire roster?
12, 15, something like that.
Yeah. So It's you should be, you know, check. It's the semifinal, for crying out loud. You can't get hyped over a semifinal EuroLeague where your team is playing. My God. And you call yourself a Madridista. Yes.
I can barely even watch anything else besides football right now at all. Like, I'd love to watch more NBA playoffs, but I'm just in the mode now where I just wake up in the mornings and catch the highlights. And that's about, especially these West Coast games, man. Like, these games that Luka plays, they're so late for us on the East Coast that it's hard. It's hard. So I can't be adding EuroLeague stuff on top of this. Just get you can update me on churros, what happens.
In the unlikely case that Madrid, Real Madrid, advances to the final, you're telling me that you wouldn't watch the EuroLeague final with Real Madrid playing for a trophy?
There's a good chance I would barely even know that it was happening. Like, unless you text me and say, Keon, hey, your team is playing in the EuroLeague final, tune in. You're my only hope, man. You're my only hope to make sure that happens.
Well,
what is it going to do? Be something stupid, like it falls on the Champions League final day or something like that? When is it?
Well, I mean, no, the women's final. The final is on Saturday. So if it falls right on time, that's what we're doing. Go to Barca TV Plus. Check in with Super Saturday. We've got the basketball final coming up. If, of course, we beat Real Madrid, which you never know. The stats, you know, I thought we were going to have a little bit of a back and forth. But if you do not know about, you know, your own basketball team's DNA, then there's no point having the discussion how this could be a very interesting match. I'm actually looking very much forward to seeing this Clásico in the semifinal of the EuroLeague, and the statistics and certainly the momentum are on Barca's side, you would have to say. With Saras, we've just been wiping the floor with most of our competition, Real Madrid included. But with Real Madrid in the semifinal, you also with the basketball team, you never know. You could be incredibly inspired all of a sudden and start shooting the lights out like he's Steph Curry. Anyway, you can't discount and discard the fact that Madrid will certainly make life difficult for Barca. In the end, you would hope and think that Barca will go to the final.
I just love
how you're listening.
I'm absolutely listening with awe because I'm just amazed that you've resorted to basketball now that Real Madrid are taking the headlines for football. What happens if we beat you in basketball? You're going to start like, oh, you didn't watch the volleyball Clásico? You didn't watch the chess Clásico?
I'll never
chess master wiped away from your chess master. Where does it end?
We have different sporting sections that we're proud of, that we like to report on. We're not shunned away. Like, no, you're not allowed to play in the Bernabeu in the case that Barca come here, wipe the floor with our ladies, and we have the shame hanging over heads, and let's just let them continue to play what could have been the biggest game in the city of Madrid for women's football ever. You know, no, we have to... Listen, we're proud of our sports. We're good at other sports. We're winning tons of fucking trophies in other sports. Futsal, the hockey team. It's true. I'm sorry. The Barca brand, we are conquering. And also, thank you, Kian. This right here.
Barca world domination, over. Baby.
We're taking
world domination. You would be insufferable if you just were like world dominator, the king of the world, Diego Lorin. Could you imagine?
Oh, I can. I do every day.
I will
household.
Say... You just wait for it because this was our first Champions League appearance ever, and
we almost had the
Real Madrid DNA was like almost already there. Like we almost beat you at Camp Nou, and we almost beat you at the.
Well, you should explore it because your basketball team has been punching above their weight, and now yet again, even though they're probably the worst Real Madrid that we've seen in I'm gonna say a decade for sure, maybe two decades. You put these shades on, see how this bad boy looks. Oh yeah. So
careful.
And you're still at the you're at the cusp. You're at one step away, one game away from reaching the EuroLeague final. That's incredible. La Euroliga, baby.
I only recognize two Barcelona players, Mirotic and Exum, who I didn't even know plays for Barcelona. Who else do I need to know about? Anyone?
Higgins, of course. we've got San Lee as well. He won with Efes last year. So Efes beat Barca in the final last year, and so we want revenge, of course. I mean, this team is built and made to win the EuroLeague. We have to reconquer. I mean, if you want to talk about Barca basketball, that's another section where we should have more trophies, EuroLeague trophies, than what we do. It's a very, you know, I will have this chat with you if you inform yourself a bit about your basketball team's DNA, because they have a lot of EuroLeague trophies as well. More than Barca. You sit there.
This is after all your domination, you still have less EuroLeague trophies? After all your domination and all your shit talk, you still have less basketball trophies than us? Man.
Oh my God. I shouldn't give you this ammunition. I should have not said anything. You're a bad Madridista, you. All right.
Well, you have your shade on. You have your shades on, which means the kid from his mom's basement is going to be like, "Hey, what a loser Diego put his sunglasses inside on." Little does anyone know, you sit right across from the window that was sun blasting in your eyes. Yes, yeah. But nice shades, though. I actually like those.
That's
nice.
Too bad at this point. Yeah, right? Thank you.
Do we want to agree to, like, we got nothing to report on Mbappe, because by the time we upload this podcast, there'll just be the same news. Like, what's there to say? Just basically back and forth, different stuff, but also the same stuff. Nothing else to say or add, right? We don't need to discuss it.
What, the fact that he's signing for, I mean, it's been well known for a good season at this point. You know, if you want to talk about it on today's pod, sure. But let's at this point wait for it to become official, because this topic is just beaten to death at this point. But yeah, have your say. Have at it, Haas. What do you want to say about Mbappe to Madrid that we don't know at this point?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just that it's just more of the same stuff.
Okay.
I will say there's this one funny thing that I just find hilarious, but also ridiculous, that there's a contingent of Real Madrid fans who just are so annoyed with Mbappe for the most
not even play it.
For the most entitled reasons, like, oh, he's toying with us. No club is bigger than the player. What are you talking about? Stop this nonsense. Stop it. He's arguably the best player in the world. He's coming to Real Madrid. He can't say anything right now because the deal's not finalized. He himself said he wished he could say something. He's not allowed to. He's taking less money than he would if he went to PSG. He's coming to play for the club of his dreams, and you're coming up with this entitled nonsense. Just stop it. And I actually tweeted about this yesterday, and the people who disagreed, it took me a whole day to go back and see what people had said, because it was like over 100 replies. Not a single good counter argument was in there. It was just nonsense. So people were just getting annoyed because of just entitlement. You can't just sit tight for a few more days, let this happen, so that one of the best players of his generations can just play for your favorite team and help your favorite team. You can't just a few more days. You can't take it. Just fans, man. This is the thing about Twitter. It's more people are using it than ever, which means that there are a lot more smart people than ever, but just a lot of nonsense, more than there's ever been at the same time. It's just a lot of nonsense. And it's just hard to weed out. It's filtered through. Like before, like back in the day, you could mute someone or block someone. Now, like, there's no point. It's just like you're being attacked from all angles. It's just like little piranhas, like fire ants. It's like just swarming. Like you can't like just like mute and block a fire ant. You just like, all right, well, I guess they're just coming. Like, what can you do? So I'm done checking that app. I'm gonna tweet my shit. Post my articles.
Yeah.
Promote the podcast.
So this is more towards you as opposed to, I thought you were referring to people attacking Mbappe, but you're getting attacked on all sides on Twitter.
I mean,
you have
it would be insane if I had 100% approval rate with the following that I have. But it's 90.
Is there a subreddit culture that's anti Kian Sobhani?
I hope so. I really hope so. I would love to
see
it.
Hardcore Madridistas, but that are just go completely against you.
No, I would love to see it. I mean, look, the thing is, like,
there's a conspiracy that you're a Barca fan. That's a fact. There's a conspiracy that you're a Barca fan. That's a fact. I'll make it.
People will come
I'm
up
gonna
with
start
anything.
It. I'm going to start this. I'm going to head the Kian Sobhani subreddit group. The anti Sobhanis. Oh my god.
Well, now it's
anyway,
now you spoiled
are you,
it.
Are you
now
getting
I know.
That? Are you?
No, very rarely. I mean, I don't get it. I'd say like 98% of people, like, it's just kind of we've and I won't even say me, like, we've been able to basically create a cult following that is amazing, because he's like, we are like, just like our patrons, like, over on Managing Manager are the smartest Madridistas you'll ever come across. But then there's a 3-5% of people who are like, they just tweet nonsense and they're irrational, but they're also the loudest. The loudest people are always the most wrong. That's the worst thing. You know what I mean? It's always the loudest people who think they've got something good to say, who have just, when they open their mouth or they put their fingers on the keyboard, just nonsense comes out. And there's no point, like, engaging with them, there's no point, right? Because what are you going to do? You're going to just all of a sudden, like, show them an argument and they're going to be like, oh, you're correct. I was wrong. I'm so sorry. No, they're just going to keep doubling down on their ideas and their beliefs. So you just kind of leave it alone.
Well,
anyways, we're digressing like crazy.
We're honest. Yeah, you are. Why are you talking about that? You're spending way too much time.
Yeah, yeah. We just want to talk about Mbappe for a second, and then you ask me about Twitter. So,
right.
You don't want to talk about Lewandowski?
I will say, well, okay, sure.
Is there...
Are you... I mean, the last time... No, I mean, news-wise, nothing to report. But I will say, I asked you on Friday's pod, I believe it was, how you would see him within that in this system of Xavi, and how much would you be, let's say, willing to pay? How high of a price tag at for a player who's what is he, 33, if I'm not mistaken, 34 maybe.
As a Real Madrid fan, I wouldn't splash on him, but that's because we have Benzema. No.
I said, with putting your Barca hat on, you know, we all like to know that in your free time, be in a closet, you wear Barca shirts and stuff, right? So that's like,
yeah, okay.
So put it on, and then, yeah, yeah.
I would do it if I was Barca, for sure.
All right.
Lewandowski.
How high would you go? You know, there's reports that Bayern wants 60 mil. Barca thinking.
I would do it 30. For 60 million. I would do it for 60.
Wow, really, huh?
Yeah. I think he's got 3 years left in him, at least. The way footballers are aging these days, the way he takes care of himself, he's aging really well. Would not surprise me if he's banging in goals until the age of 36. I would do it.
Watch out using that word banging now, as you recently tweeted and sent to me. I had seen that one already before. It's fucking brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, I've watched it like 100 times since last night.
Oh my god. And it never gets old.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, we're referring to that clip of the guys from TNT, the TNT crew with Chuck, Shaq, and Kenny, of course, where Charles Barkley says something along the lines of, when the guy's banging you and you feel his body, you turn away from him. And Shaq and Kenny are just fucking pissing themselves.
Like, and he's all of this while he's trying to explain a basketball context.
Yeah,
and honestly, like, basketball is much harder than other sports, I feel like, to avoid the "that's what she said" dialogue, because, like, so many things you can say, you know, backing down your man down low, like, all of those things you say in basketball, the lingo, the terms, it's hard to I've heard analysts just, like, talk themselves through it and just pretend they're not saying it, because you have to, like, to analyze that game, there's only so many words you can use to but his was hilarious, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, his was hilarious.
Oh my god,
so cool. I would do it for 60 million, and I think
do what for 60 million? Right, I got you. Go on.
Ansu, Lewandowski, and Ferran, right? That's a pretty great front three. It's a scary front three.
How would you rate Ferran's signing so far?
How much did he cost again?
So they say 51, right?
His, I thought like he, if you looked at kind of since he signed, one of the things that people were frustrated with him that he wasn't finishing at the time when Barca signed him. But I think he's doing so many other things well off the ball and even on the ball that I think like that it's okay. Like the finishing will ultimately arrive. But it's true that he's also, it's not like, you know, if you go back throughout his history as a footballer, he's not a prolific goal scorer anywhere.
It's just that his efficiency was so high. He had an insane conversion rate. So with little minutes, his goal scoring rate was very high. No, it was. I don't have the stats on top of my head.
For but who?
I remember. For Ferran.
I know, when but at what City. Point in his career? At City? I mean, he had a point.
Yeah.
He had a 0.6 basically conversion rate, which is good, but that's only like that's only two goals in four games. It's not like a huge sample size. So, you know, the year before that, he played 24 games and scored 7 goals, nearly at a goal every other game. It's not bad. But
look at how many minutes as well. I mean, it's goals per minute. Yeah. I remember it being very high, his conversion rate. I mean,
his 0.59 per goals per 90 he was at. I think when you average out his entire City career, it's about 0.5. So it's half a goal.
All
right. A game, basically, which is really good still. He's not going to be the prolific scorer, but he doesn't necessarily need to be a prolific scorer too. If you had someone like Lewandowski, plus Ansu, I think is going to be pretty prolific if he can stay healthy and gets to his peak.
Yeah.
I mean, who's the guy that Lewandowski would be taking minutes away from, right? If you guys, who?
Aubameyang.
Oh right, yeah. I actually, for some reason,
he's like come, 11 he slipped and 15. My mind.
Yeah, he slipped my mind for some weird reason. I don't know why, but you know, it's not like there's like a young player who he's getting in the way of that you'd want to develop him instead.
No.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
What would you rate like the likelihood of this happening?
I would say kind of. I think it's going to be an entertaining summer. Every time it seems that Lewandowski's making a step towards kind of officially saying, you know, he's pretty much said it, right? He's been public saying, I'm out. He said his goodbye with the Bayern faithful over in Allianz and shed tears. And every time it seems that the club is ready to budge, somebody jumps out of the Bayern closet going, you're not going anywhere, motherfucker. I think the last one was, what's his name? The goalie. Fuck. Oliver Kahn. He was like, nope, you're not going anywhere. We're not going to let you go. And it's clear that he wants to go. Obviously, Bayern want to cash in, so they're going to be hard cunts, I guess. It's going to be hardballing. And whether Barca will get them for reported 30 or we'll probably see a go higher, how high will it go? We'll see. But I would imagine Lewandowski would also want to try Barca out, you know, unless he gets a juicy offer from the Premier League, which could very well be on the table, of course. And I'm sure that a player of his caliber would love to play in the highest, you know, level in competition. And clubs in the Premier League will be very attractive for him, no doubt about it. But let's see if he wants to try something that's exciting. That's you know, in rebuilding with a lot of young talent that is incredible quality, both on and off on the bench and on the pitch, I should say. And you know, under the leadership of Laporta, that if he continues putting the pieces to the puzzle in the right way, with the limited, obviously, also financial restraints, which makes the work of Alemany and Jordi Cruyff and stuff very difficult, of course. Under those conditions so far, you have to say, man, they've been doing things very, very well indeed. Under Xavi, going back to second position, finishing the season off second, who would have thought that, you know, back in November, where it was a very real possibility that we wouldn't even qualify for the Champions League. So I think with all the hype that we've seen with the changes and see this team execute the football, the ideas of Xavi at a very, very high level, we can be excited for the future. And hopefully a player like Lewandowski, I think, would just fit the bill so well with his veteranship. Can you say that? Veteranship, leadership, and quality, talent, experience, man. Holy shit. Talk about getting over the hump of, you know, choking in European knockout phases and stuff. Like, Lewandowski could really help us out there, man. And I believe in Laporta. He's done crazier things. Like, he's signed tougher players that you wouldn't have imagined. So he's they've got something on their sleeve, I'm sure.
So you rightfully pointed out that, you know, Bayern are the type of club, like, if they have someone under contract, they'll hold him there. Like, they will not sell him. Like, they'll be like, oh, you want to go? This team wants our player? Well, looks like we're in control because we own this player and we're not going to do anything with him. So sorry, you guys can move on and our player will forget about it and he'll go back to scoring goals for us next season. But because I feel like maybe if there's a time where they might budge on this, it might be now, because Lewandowski only has a year left on his contract.
Exactly. That's it. It's the last trigger, yeah.
It's the last time they can get anything for him. And Bayern have been in, and pretty vocal about this publicly too, that they're going to take things easy financially. They're going to, they don't break their salary structure for anyone, and they don't, they're not going to make huge splashes in the transfer market. They're basically, their whole game plan, forgive me, Bayern fans, is basically just take all of Dortmund's best players every time they get groomed, and then sign the other good players from the Bundesliga, and then obviously you fill in the roster with other really good players. It's not an insult, actually, because they constantly have a good team consistently for generations and generations. Like, every time I've been a fan, their dips in form have been very minimal. They bounce back pretty quick, and they're really good at developing players. Good. They're tactically astute, and they know how to... They just know how to develop players. And they sign stars as well. So they can bounce back. But they're not going to be huge players in the market every season. And I think if they're going to... If it means losing Lewandowski for free next season, then maybe they'll look at it. And also your point about the Premier League teams being enticing. Yeah, but if Lewandowski is more interested in Barca, then that can pretty much be the deciding factor, right?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
And also, which Premier League team? Like, City has Haaland now. Like, who's the Premier City League Haaland team that would be exciting enough United that could fit him?
Manchester United with under Ten Hag.
It's just to go from Bayern to, like, the mess at Manchester United is such a weird move.
Chelsea, Arsenal. Definitely Arsenal.
Chelsea actually would be interesting. If they get rid of Lukaku and replace him with Lewandowski, I feel like that would be pretty interesting.
He wants to go. He wants to go. You know, Lukaku wants to go. That's why Lukaku, but is talked about sometimes as a potential signing as well. And if I have to choose between the two, I will go for the Polak. You know, the Polish.
I kind of think Aubameyang's contract.
I hope that's not condescending or insulting. Polish person.
Isn't that just Polak? It just sounds means cool. Polish.
If I was Polish, I think Polak. I believe so. I might be ignorant on this.
Let's hope so.
Polako, aki se dice.
Does Aubameyang's contract become a barrier? He's signed until 2025. do you need to sell him to make room, or that's another question?
Well, I think that's why Memphis will go. I think Aubameyang is, it could be an amazing opportunity because, I mean, his stock is so high at the moment. And perhaps from a contract perspective, it would be a better sale as well than Memphis, who just has a year left. You said Aubameyang is two, right?
2025 is when it expires.
So, I don't know. Maybe, maybe. You know, there's a lot of talk about the Dutchie in the midfield. There's a... Yeah, that's, you know, a prime asset, obviously.
We'll see.
Fine. Listen, while you're rudely WhatsApping somebody...
I'm typing, I'm researching information on contracts, man. It's for the churros. It's for the sake of the churros.
No, we appreciate that, then. Of course, of course. It's the tacticas. So just a little bit of Prensa Rosa, if we can. A little bit of churros at this point. Did you see the greeting, the salutation between Laporta and Koeman?
No.
They met yesterday, and it was a meeting, or was it today? Jesus Christ. Actually, I think it was this morning. This morning, I should know. I didn't report on it. But it was the members of the Dream Team. You know, we celebrate the anniversary of winning the very first Europa Cup, as it was called then, the Copa de Europa. And
92?
Members of the Dream Team. Yeah, 92. Members of the Dream Team came, and one of them was Koeman. And of course, there was a moment where him and Laporta crossed paths and they shook hands. There was a handshake. There was a smile from Laporta to Koeman. It was brief. Hands were shook. Perhaps some words were exchanged of a friendly matter. No big deal. And later, there was also footage, actually, of Koeman, Xavi, and Laporta talking as well. Look, I think the whole Koeman matter needs to be... There needs to be peace. There needs to be acceptance, stability, forgive and forget. You're 12 million richer for it. You got a good old retirement package out of your time here. Thank you, legend. Let's all think about the greater good here, which is the club, and move on, shall we? And not be bitter about certain things and, you know, supposed treatments and whatnot. But that's just, I hope, is the case. And otherwise, take that as you will. I wanted to ask you something a little bit different, actually.
Well, hold on. I have
the new champ.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry. All right, go. It seemed uninterested. You were still WhatsApping, whoever.
Well, that's the point. That was a boring story. I was hoping you hyped it up as if it was like there was punches thrown and Koeman went for the uppercut and then Laporta dodged it, came back with the. I thought there was going to be, but you hyped it up and then you were like, well, it was very friendly. That far more interesting was, did you see the beef?
It was a bit awkward.
Did you see the beef between Lil Wayne and Luka Doncic?
No, I did not.
If you had told me that we would have Luka Doncic, Lil Wayne beef, I wouldn't have believed you. It's like the most random combination of people. But Lil Wayne, I think, is a Phoenix Suns fan. He tweeted that Luka Doncic is a hoe. and then he was sitting courtside and Luka Doncic was just annihilating Phoenix in front of him. And it was breathtaking.
Oh,
so
nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Sorry. You were going to talk to me about Champions League formats, I think.
Yep. The new format.
Yep.
You happy with it? You're familiar with it? Do we want to discuss this? I think it's an interesting proposal. I saw what's his name, Sheffield, talk about, well, this is not, are you still making changes to it, right? This, it doesn't seem definite. Hold on, let me just pull it up.
I'm pretty sure, like, and it starts in 2024, right?
It starts in 2024. So they expand from 32 to 36. Now there's some, still was trying to figure this out. So I literally just glanced over it right before we press record. But instead of two of the four extra places will be awarded on the performance of the country's club. So yeah, there's still some questions as to how many countries get to submit how many teams, because the way it stands right now, the Premier League and the Dutch Eredivisie would receive an extra place for the next season if the rules were to be introduced in 2024-25. So I believe it, I mean, obviously it takes into account the Conference League winners as well. Anyway.
So I'm not inherently against it. It's, I think it's very easy to react to this one with saying, like, because it is, it really is dramatically different enough to get kind of worked up about it, because the current Champions League format, while not perfect, has been entertaining and fun for years and years and years now. The only difference this year was the away goals rule being abolished, which I thought made it interesting. But this one, it goes to a complete league table, so the groups are abolished. And I mean, it's funny because they basically just kind of did a Super League, but kind of different.
Well,
but
he said, that's what he said, right? This is not a Super League.
Yeah, yeah, of course he says but that. It's,
obviously, but he still says that, you know, the and that was one of the changes or last changes that was introduced, that this whole dream to be able to participate for all clubs remains intact. And that's, again, I'm can you shed a deeper light on that? Because,
well, I think it hints
that at just the, sounds like he's just trying to, he's trying to basically say this is not the Super League. Yet at the same time, there are, have been measures put into place that would actually make people think that, well, this is now what, based on merit, basically, in history.
Well, that, I think that's the dig he was trying to make, is that, you know, this is kind of Super League, but the difference is that everyone is included and your shitty Super League included like 12 teams or whatever it was. My biggest question, which I think is a little bit unclear to me, and obviously I'm sure this will be made clear as we get closer to it, but if everyone gets thrown into a group and like, I guess I'm curious to know how we decide who our games are against, right? Because if everyone is in one single league table, there's only 8 games for each opponent, each team. 4 home games, 4 away games. How is it decided who we play against? That's what I'm curious about too. So I don't know how that's going to work. I'm curious to know what the format is and what the formula is for that. That's one question I have. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you liking it? Are you not liking it? How are you feeling about it?
I don't understand at this point in time, really. I need to actually study it to understand it properly. It says the top 8 will go through to the knockout stage. Well, though, I mean, the mere fact that you're talking about those 4 home ties and 4 away, it's like you said, is, well, how do you decide who plays against who? You added that a similar format change. This is not, look, I don't want to bore our audience. I need to actually read this to understand it, to talk about it. I thought you would know it better, that you could answer certain questions and clear things up.
This is the Churros y Tácticas. It gives and it takes. The benefit of not preparing anything beforehand is that it's off the cuff and it's raw and it's zero scripting in the end. And then you get moments like this where it's like, well, this is when the listeners are like, okay, man, we do enjoy this unique experience of the churros, but could you at least, for the love of God, just prepare your podcast before we hit play on this shit? Sorry, listeners.
Rightfully so. Yes, yes, yes.
But no, to be honest, like I didn't, I initially saw it, I think on Friday. And when I read it then, I was confused about that exact same thing that I just mentioned now. And I didn't really revisit it to kind of learn more about it. But I'm inherently not against the idea of change, but this but I'm not entirely sure exactly how this works, and we kind of have to see it. You know, I think we can complain about it now, but then maybe by next year we're like, oh shit, that was insane. There was so much tension, and we didn't really know who was gonna make it until the last day. So I'd like to see it at least once. I'm not opposed to seeing something new. So that's where I stand on it right now.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Is there anything else that you want to address football related?
Well, I'm a little bit surprised that we're not talking about the Women's Champions League final, in all honesty.
We should. I did want to, can I ask you one question before we do that?
What?
The 180 turn from our last podcast where we discussed Gerard Romero's report about Frankie 95% leaving. All of a sudden, there's like this U-turn from everybody, or at least Barca and Frankie like all shutting it down. And now he's saying that if De Jong stays next season, he's going to accept a salary reduction. I don't know if you heard that. I kind of feel bad for the kid.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like he's a good player. He kind of got vilified because he didn't fit in right away. He was played out of position. Then he's got reports about him leaving, which he knows nothing about himself. And now they're like, okay, well, if you really want to stay, you love the club, you got to take less money. I don't know. And he's saying yes because he loves the club. Shouldn't we, like, I don't know. Don't you, isn't there something off there?
Who's saying this?
Which part? Romero's the one who said about the salary reduction, yeah. Leave it for Friday?
Leave it for Friday.
All right. If you want to hear Diego's giving me all kinds of hints through sign language right now, but he's not allowed to talk about it, so we'll bring it forward. That's just my feeling, though.
Well, listen, I'm meeting Frankie on Friday, so why don't
check this out.
This is no bullshit. Look who I'm meeting Friday. Let me pop my collar a little bit.
Okay? Well, then you won't have time for this little silly podcast if you're just chatting with Barcelona players.
Well, I told him I have a podcast to do, so I got to be out of the door by 6:30.
You told Frankie you have a podcast?
I told Frankie, no, Gerard Piqué, Ansu Fati, Sergio Busquets, Frankie de Jong. I want to say, I don't know if it was
Obama.
I think it was Jordi Alba. Obama Young, thank you very much. Yes, it is Obama. Yeah.
I said
yeah.
Obama.
Oh no, Oba. Well, thank you. You reminded me of. I thought you said Oba, Obama Young. Yeah, listen, very rare. So don't. You know, this is not the usual day whatsoever. But it's for Konami. It has to do with the eFootball Pro thing. They got some questions and need somebody to ask that. And I've drawn the lucky straw, so to speak. What did I want to say? I forgot now. Right before, I'd rather talk about that on Friday, that topic, and also the women's final, Barça Olympique Lyon in the final in Turin, Barça second consecutive final. We can leave that for Friday as well because it will be a good pre-match. In fact, having said that, bueno, yeah, déjalo ahí, and we can talk about the Barça Real Madrid post-match of the EuroLeague.
Okay, so when is that happening? Because maybe I'll throw it on.
Thursday.
That's Thursday. That's Europa League final territory.
No, Europa, EuroLeague. Don't confuse them.
No, I'm saying that's also Europa League final. Final is tomorrow. Sorry. Rangers game. Rangers, Frankfurt is tomorrow.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. My bad. Yeah. So, all right. Well, we'll figure something out. I think I'm going to make it a priority to watch some... NBA games this week. Now that I got a good chunk of work done.
I would love that.
And yeah. So Friday show, if Diego gets caught up, like, you know, having too many beers with PK and Frankie, then
we're gonna chop it up.
All right. Well, if just in case,
I'm gonna bring him on the pod. Become a patron, and now I'm gonna bring him.
Just press record. Just sneak in a little press record on your phone. Sneak it in. No one will know except for our 320 patrons.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys. Diego wants to go spend time with his family, understandably so. And I'm going to go get something to eat. And we are going to come back on Friday for the world-exclusive patreon.com/churrositacticas podcast, exclusively for patrons, where Diego is allowed to talk. And we're going to have some more prepared stuff and unprepared stuff and more raw stuff. So join us over there. Diego, thanks, man. It was fun. Appreciate it. Talk soon.
Stay good, my friend. Stay good.
Peace.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.